Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode.
Scratch that.
Skirt. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Shut Your Face podcast. Let's go ahead and get into it. So I want to preface, tomato, tomato, this particular episode. Because a lot has happened, and I never once thought about doing this podcast and getting into politics or any of that type of stuff or religion. I was always brought up, I was taught growing up, you don't talk about money, religion, and politics. Because quite frankly, it spirals. And, you know, I'm not here on earth to sit here and change somebody's mind. So I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to try to change your mind, but I would absolutely love to partake in a respectful conversation about things and viewpoints, because I think it speaks highly of someone who is able to see another person's perception. Okay? That's the difference between perspective and perception. The 6 and the 9, okay? And I'm very chill when it comes to that. So with that being said, I definitely wanted to talk about Charlie Kirk. I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I had no idea who this man was. I had no idea he even existed. I had no idea he existed until his passing. And to see, this is what has to be spoken on regarding the situation. Number one, I am really proud of our country for not. I am really proud of our country, regardless of where you stand, for whatever views you believe or don't believe or whatever have you. I love the fact that we are not giving the shooter as much attention as we did when these things have happened before. There is very, very little attention, or even media attention, or at least, let me take that back, because I don't really look at a lot of the news outlets, but like on a social level, like on the social media platforms, America as a society is giving more recognition to the things that Charlie stood up for, what he talked about. You've got people even correcting misquotes. You've got people that, you know, it feels like right versus wrong. It doesn't feel like purple versus orange. It doesn't feel like up versus low or left versus right. It feels like, or red versus blue, I guess. Because you actually see, I've seen a lot of the same TikTok that says, bury me in blue and red. Because I've got a rally to go to. So, again, do not come at me politically. I'm not going to go down that road. Like, I'm not. I have already, even before now, monitor my comments, and I monitor what happens on my page, because you're not going to come over here and act like a fool. You can believe what you want to believe, by all means. You have that God-given right to believe whatever you want to believe, and you can say whatever you want to say. But it's just like when you go to somebody's house and they want you to take your shoes off. Guess what? You in my house, so you need to act right. It's very simple. So anyways, this is not political. I don't want it to be political. I don't want it to be a fight. I'm not about that life. And I feel like the more and more that I have learned about Charlie, his show, what he did, all of that kind of good stuff, I feel like that man spoke to a lot of people. And there have been so many times in what little research I have done that he's always been respectful. I think a lot of people tend to confuse respect and opinion. Like, here's the deal. I will absolutely respect you. As long as the day is golden, I will respect you, okay? But I do not have to agree with you. And that's the difference. Just like in business. In my own business, I take money from people all damn day long that I do not like. Are you going to see me disrespect them? No. Are you going to see me push a random opinion on them? No. Are you going to see me be any type of way except, yes, sir, thank you, here's your order? Absolutely. To me, I think that makes up a lot of a person's character. I even believe Leo Skeppy mentioned him. I don't know if he mentioned him on his actual podcast or if he just mentioned him in a TikTok, but I saw a skip it, which again, you know, you have to kind of do your own research, but we're just skimming this. And he spoke about him. And Leo is very open, gay, but he's not like, he's just a cool dude. You should go check him out. He's a really cool dude. So the fact that, you know, you've got Charlie who... What is this? I don't know what that is. Sorry. So the fact that you've got Charlie who was very open about his faith, okay? That's how he viewed things. This is his beliefs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? To have another gay person still send condolences and respect speaks volumes than all of the other stuff that you're hearing. And I think we as a society, we get so, one, we get scared to say what we actually think. And I think this kind of leads back to the girl that got murdered on the subway. You know, there was like a conversation about people who don't want to help because they'll get in trouble. And you have to keep that in mind. Do I think somebody should have done something? Absolutely. But to not recognize the fact that, you know, sometimes people do have fears and they don't want to get drug into things. They don't want to have to deal with any of that type of stuff. I get it. Trust me. I don't agree with it, but I absolutely get it. Some things you cannot turn a blind eye on. Like the Ten Commandments. And I'm not, like, you're not going to catch me on a church pew on Sunday. I'm not that type of Christian. There's a lot of things I question about the Bible. I had to sue a Christian, okay, because they were lying and they were two-faced and they were horrible people. So I've already got a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to Christians altogether, but I'm trying not to let that, like, affect the way that I view the religion. Nonetheless. So let's see here. You've got to kind of be, I am so glad that people are correcting misquoted things from Charlie. I hope that they continue to do that for anybody, because it's like, you know, if you walk around this earth thinking that people aren't going to do wrong, you glutton for punishment, because they absolutely will. They will take it upon themselves to just make up some random ass shit for attention and not think twice about how it would affect anybody else. So, I'm Googling some Charlie Kirk quotes right now, to see. There was a big controversy over his stance on empathy. He said he can't stand the word empathy. And I'm not exactly sure what this meant. Let's see if we can't find the full video. He said, I can't stand the word empathy, actually. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term, and it does a lot of damage. That's a direct quote from Charlie Kirk. It's hard to feel empathy for a man who didn't believe it in himself. I don't know if these are... I don't know if that's exactly... I wish I could find the actual video, the original video, Charlie Kirk empathy video. Let me see if I can't find this. Let's see if I can't find it. Let's see here.
At Wayfair, ordering in delivers all the style.
What are we craving? Something Italian?
Ooh, you read my mind.
Charlie Kirk, public reaction. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term. Hello, I'm H.G. Tudor. Yesterday...
I don't know what that's about. I would just really like to find...
Empathy is a made-up New Age term that... It does a lot of damage, but I can't stand the word empathy, actually. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term that it does a lot of damage, but...
Okay, we're not finding the whole video. I think he... Okay, well, this sucks.
We were all just minding our business.
Where we can get along.
Okay, I'm not finding the entire video so that I can actually, like, listen to it. But,
He is a made-up New Age term that it does a lot of damage.
There's a lot of people being policed based off of how they show empathy or the lack thereof when it comes to Charlie.
I wish I could find this video. I can't stand the word empathy. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term and it does a lot of damage. I much prefer the word compassion and I much prefer the word sympathy. Empathy is where you try to feel someone's pain and sorrows as if they're your own. Okay. Yeah, you know, oh my God, y'all are really taking that and running with it. Shut the fuck up. He clearly made, okay. Empathy is where you can understand how somebody else feels. Now, you have had, you know, there are people in this world that could sit here and go, you'll never understand how I actually feel. And that would very much be a true statement. Because physically, you will never know how another person feels. So I understand what he's saying. Because, you know, in conjunction with that, sympathy has got such a bad, like, black cloud over it as an emotion. I can even tell you from experience, the care emoji, I absolutely cannot stand the care emoji. I hate that emoji with a passion because I think it's the fakest. Like it's like just the it's like the it's like a backhanded compliment from a girl that you know hates you, right? And I have told there are many people that'll tell you, I will message you flat out and say, get that shit off of my status. And you can call me crazy if you want, I don't give a fuck. I hate it. Because It looks like you feel sorry for me. And nothing is more degrading as a human being for somebody to feel sorry for someone or something that it like devalues the situation. It makes the situation weak. It makes it like, or the stance, or the quote, it just makes it like when you go, I feel sorry for you. It's not encouraging. It's not uplifting. It's not positive. It's not any, it's, and it'll even make you think, like if somebody turned around and said, I feel sorry for you, it'll even like fuck with your psyche. You'd be like, okay, what is there to feel sorry for? Why do you feel sorry for me? What you're saying is that you are happy you don't have my problems. That's what you're saying. And then the whole care. To me, when you hit the care emoji on my social media, I think that, side note, I think that's the worst thing Facebook ever did, was add those different emotions to statuses. The ability to do it to a status. Because if you'll notice, it's not like that on TikTok, and it's not like that on Instagram. It's crazy, isn't it? Anyways, whatever. Back it up. He said compassion allows for understanding. I can understand what he's trying to say. I can understand what he's trying to say for sure. Because empathy, I think, is probably, to me, I feel like what he's trying to say is empathy is a word that is just a combination of sympathy and compassion. It's pretty much what it is. But empathy just makes it sound like you don't have a verb with it, do you? To sympathize is to have sympathy. Empathize? Is that even a word? Let's Google this. Hold on a second. Let me empathize. Understand and share the feelings of others. Okay. All right. Empathize versus sympathize. Let's see what Google says about this. Empathize is to understand and share someone's feelings as if you were in their shoes, fostering a deep connection, while sympathize is to feel pity or sorrow for someone's misfortune. Yeah. I can understand what he's saying. I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, because I feel like empathy is, I don't feel like it's new age. I feel like it's a better way, because you do have people that can look at situations or other people's situations and not feel sorry for them, but still feel, can still understand how they feel. Kind of like, let's say that a rapist dies. Okay? All right? I'm just throwing a hypothetical situation out here. Let's say a nasty, disgusting rapist murderer dies. Okay? On the outside, surface level emotion would probably be celebratory that they deserved it and they're gone, right? Okay? But the ability to empathize with, let's say this person had a family, or let's say that this person had a pet or something, I don't know. The ability to empathize and feel that pet's loss over that death, I feel like that would kind of separate that, or feel sympathy. I feel like they're one and the same, to be honest with you. I'm sitting here trying to like justify it. I'm sitting here trying to like make it make sense by blabbering, but empathy and sympathy, I feel like, are one and the same, just like compassion. Sympathy and compassion is empathy. That's it. Put them together and you've got empathy. The ability to be compassionate with sympathy of other people's feelings. I don't know. I can see what he was trying to say. I honestly can. I can see what he's trying to say. But then again, I didn't even know the man existed. Nonetheless, regardless of all of this talk, it blows my mind that people are not able to be respectful of another person's opinion. It's, you know, like, let's say, to me, I just don't, I'm simple. If you're nice to me, I will be nice to you. If you are nice to me, I will be nice to you. It is very simple for me. I don't give a fuck if you are orange, purple, green, pink, rich, poor, gay, straight, guy, girl. I don't give a fuck. If you are nice to me, I will be nice to you. It is very, very simple for me in my head. And I don't understand, like, even so, I made a post on the podcast page that said, and I deleted the comments because, okay, anyways, I made a post, very, very, like, vague, just very, like, bullying and mocking and kind of talking about the, everybody is getting people fired for talking shit about Charlie Kirk's death. People wanted to turn it political. People wanted to bring all of this stuff in. And here's the thing. I don't think people understand this. You are free, just because you're free to do it, okay? Just because you are free to say it, do it, think it, or whatever, does not mean that you actually should do it, number one, and you need to be picky where you do it. To me, it's like, you know, like, you don't push your opinions down other people's throat. I personally don't give a fuck about homosexuality. I could care less. If a man wants to love a fucking man, go love him. I could care less. If a girl wants to love a girl, I could care less. Here's the deal, though. If you push that on me, like, let's say that a girl wants to be with me and she's pushing it on me and she's pushing me in a corner and she's like, oh, okay, well, you must be, like, homophobic or something. That's the shit I don't like. Pushing your opinion is not cool. Degrading, belittling, bullying somebody because they don't agree with what you agree with is not cool. Again, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. If you're minding your own business and you're over there and you choose to be an atheist, I don't give a fuck. You do that over there. You stay in your little lane. How you doing? Have a good day. It's real simple. It's just like that. So, anyways, I made this post on my page kind of talking about the little things that people do, that people let slide, that lead up to people thinking that it's okay to mock a person's death. There is nothing cool about that. Here's the deal. Here's the kicker, okay? Even, we'll take Hitler, for example. Okay? All the bad that that person did, all of the horrible things that that person was able to accomplish, I still don't think I would celebrate the death. I would not dance and be happy and celebrate it. I would probably just look and go on about my day. I probably wouldn't mourn it. I probably wouldn't be sad about it. But I would not celebrate it. Charlie Kirk was raising a family, trying to do the right thing, believing in what he believed in, and debated people, still showed respect to others that disagreed with him. Okay? There are multiple videos that I keep seeing of him. He's not a racist. He's got other ethnicities that come up and speak that are on his side or, like, support him. I shouldn't have said on his side, but support him. Okay, he's got multiple other, whatever. The dude's minding his own business and doing his own thing, right? to see, I ran across a video on TikTok, and I wish I hadn't have seen it. These people are calling him a racist and a big, like, all these things that he's not. And people are actually celebrating it. I'm just, you should lose your job. You should be held accountable on some level for that behavior. And it starts with not doing anything with the little stuff. Me personally, I was minding my own business. Had something posted on the internet that did not need to be posted. It was fucking like almost looking at it going, what are you doing, dude? You need attention? Anyways, does no good, does nothing, right? Okay, post on the internet. This person takes it upon themselves, never met them, to come out of the way. Come to me. If you're sitting in your own house laughing and screaming and doing whatever you want to do, I don't give a flying fuck. But you come to me. You come into my area. You come into my stuff. And you want to disrespect me to my face like that and expect me not to do nothing? Who do you think you are? You obviously not raised right. We know that much. But, like, do you think you're better than me? Because you're not. So, yeah. We called up their employer. Hello? Is this what you want representing your company? Sweetie, I'm an ex-strip club bartender, and I can act more professional than that. So yeah, those little things lead up to somebody thinking it's okay to celebrate a death. Somebody that thinks it's okay to bully, mock, whatever have you, the little things to a random person, then they're going to think it's okay to smack somebody upside the head in the middle of public, or celebrate a random man's death. I just don't understand and comprehend. I just don't comprehend it. And I think I'm okay thinking that way, because I feel like the majority of America, that's the other thing. So moving on to the next thing, it is very comforting. It's obvious that his death was meant to impact people, because again, back to the beginning of this podcast, I had no idea he existed. No idea he even existed. So, to see people stand up for what's right, like, I'm going to get emotional about it. It recreates your faith in humanity. It rebirths it. It's like, oh shit, we do have good people. People are good. It's okay. It's fine. Like, okay. And you're always going to kind of have a flip side to that, like the bad video that I talked about. You're going to have people in life that believe, you're going to have people in life that are dead set in believing whatever they choose to believe, and that's fine. Okay, let me emphasize what I'm fixing to say. You are free to believe, speak, and do whatever you want to do in this life. That is your God-given, universe-given, whatever you believe in giving. It's what you got, okay? But you are not free from the consequences of those choices. That's just like defamation. The whole reason why I even started this podcast. Okay, you've got people out there that will say stuff, and that's fine. They have that right. You have the freedom of speech to say whatever you want to fucking say. But that doesn't shield you from the consequences of what you've decided to say. It's not that hard to be truthful. It's not that hard to make things right. It's not that hard. It's just not. It is just not that hard to be a decent human being. And to see all these people come out after his death, and to see other people do and think the same way that you do or that I do, like to see people stand up for misinformation, to see people correct themselves, and it's very humbling, and it's very comforting. I even saw a girl make a post about how, and here's the deal, again, I think you should be able to love who you want to love. I don't, that's my stance on gay rights. As far as the trans and all of that, first of all, I'm not even educated enough to talk about it, but I feel like if I had a little girl and you're a grown man coming into a little girl's bathroom, we're going to have a problem. Again, I don't give a fuck what you do in your own home, okay? But if I had a child, and she was a little girl in the bathroom, and you a grown man with a wig on, we gonna have a problem. As far as the rest of it's concerned, I don't give a fuck. I'm pretty simple in that stance. So, and by the way, I want to give a shout out to, not that he'll ever see this, to Jeffree Star. Who I have been on the fence about. This dude doesn't even know I exist, right? But I've seen things that he's done in the past. Because I'm a huge Kat Von D fan. I love Kat. And I know him and her kind of had it out or whatever. But nonetheless, I've seen him on TikTok. I've seen his stuff or whatever have you. And some of the stances that he has taken on political things, that man has earned my respect. And he said the very same thing that I just said. He said, you are the problem. If you are a grown man with a wig going in little girls' bathrooms, you are the problem. And this is a makeup company founder, pretty successful dude, with pink hair that does makeup. The next thing that I kind of wanted to touch base on, I'm going to say this as clear as day. This podcast is not for educational purposes. Okay? Okay. Good. Number one. Number two. I will stand on anything related to me and my reputation any day of the week. Anytime, any day. So, as you know me, I like to take situations and try to turn them into something that's going to be beneficial and educational. So, here's what's happening when somebody tries to discredit you or try to make you, undermine you is a better term for it. So, psychologically speaking, they're probably already, you've got a couple of different people that would do it, okay? Number one, you've got the follower. You've got somebody that doesn't have their own brain. They're going to listen to whatever they've been told and usually spit some type of hypocrisy, like with this particular person. Never spoke to them, never met them. I know exactly who they're talking about. I know exactly who they're friends with. I know exactly what they're doing, right? And it's ironic as fuck to talk about credibility when you obviously haven't even done your own research yourself. So that's the first type of person. They're dumb. They're probably not even worth your time. More than I put money on it. Okay. The second type of person that's going to attack your credibility, which is kind of different than your character, but your credibility, like to make you seem, they're trying to undermine you is what they're doing. They want you to be laughed at. They want you to be not taken seriously because then people won't listen to you. And that's their objective. That's why they're doing it. They're doing it either because they view you as a threat or you're a competitor. Like if there's another podcast out there, for example, we'll just use a podcast as an example. and they feel threatened because they already kind of have control over a certain part of the industry, saying, you know, she's probably not believable. Let's not listen to her, right? Even though I don't give a fuck about them, the person that you've got. Somebody that views you as a threat, so they want to discredit you. Just like if you have a breakup. Okay, let's say you've got a breakup with a guy who was really shitty to you, and he told everybody you were crazy, even though we all know now that you weren't. I've had this happen to me. I've seen this happen to other girls. They do that to discredit you so nobody will listen to you. And it actually kind of makes you... I was saved, but it makes you, like, want to continue to try to prove yourself so that they can call you crazy. It's kind of the same thing with this. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and show you the lawsuit. I'm not going to sit here and show you that shit. I don't need to. Like, I don't need to do it. So, I stand firm. I know I'm good. But that's your competitor wants to paint a bad picture of you so that nobody will listen to you. It's kind of one and the same. Then you have the third type of person that would attempt to undermine you or discredit what you're saying. Okay? And that is somebody that is probably, it's somebody that doesn't want to see you succeed or lose their grip. Believe it or not, I hate the word jealous because it's not necessarily jealousy. Sometimes when people have seen you go from here to here, wrong way, from here to here, it's not that they don't like it, okay? It's that they thought you would always stay here, so to see you go here is a clock to their ego. They don't like it. They feel wrong. They feel dumb. They feel like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be down here. And there's a lot of other kind of mixed emotions up in that too. You know, that person could very much still love you. That person could very much be a supporter, be close to you, be far away, not be a part of your life anymore, or very much a part of your life. But it's somebody who, it's hard to say, doesn't want to see you succeed. They just can't believe that you are doing some of the things that you're doing. Not that I'm doing anything great. I'm just using this as, it could be something as little as a tiny promotion. Or something as little as getting a client. Or something as big as getting a whole brand new building, right? They don't think that you should be there. So they're going to undermine you. They're going to discredit you so that it makes them feel better when they look at you. And they may do this to other people within the industry. They may say this to their friends. They may say this to anybody that'll listen. Just not you. So those are kind of the three main people that are ever going to attack your credibility. And then, of course, you know, if you're in a courtroom, which is the whole point, the other side would try to discredit you so that nobody would believe you. But then that's when you have facts, whatever have you. So, in conclusion for this episode, I want to send my condolences out to Charlie Kirk's family. I know somebody made the comment on a TikTok that I did for the girl on the subway. I'm going to say her name wrong. That's why I haven't said it. I'm not good at pronouncing it. I'm going to pronounce it wrong, and I don't want to pronounce it wrong. They made the comment that they weren't making fun of me, but they just said, you know, yeah, we know why you're sad or whatever, talking about me when I said I didn't understand why I was so upset. And I think, because deaths happen every day, all the time. People die. Doctors, nurses, they see it firsthand, right? The trauma they go through, or even vets and animals. I think these two particular deaths were so traumatic for people and, like, so heightened because, one, the girl on the subway, watching nobody do anything for her is what was more traumatic. It would be like rolling a person that's dying into a hospital and having all of them not even touch them. That would never happen. You would hardly ever hear of that happening, right? Realizing that 90% of people in America don't give a shit is crushing. I mean, we talk about it. Yeah, we talk a big game. Yeah, nobody gives a fuck. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you do. 99.9% of the time people give a fuck. That's why you have emotions. But to just see that firsthand is what was, I think, so triggering for me. Because I've been in a situation, luckily I didn't die, but been in a situation where you've just kind of watched people like, you're not going to say anything? You're not going to do nothing? Are you serious? And that's very gut-checking. It makes you want to not be a good person. It makes you want to... And I also think I'm crying more since I turned 40. But it also, it makes you second guess. It makes you second guess being a good human to people when you see something like that. It's hard. And then for Mr. Kirk, to get assassinated for saying how you feel, for your opinion, that's not what this country is about. Like, that's not what we about. And I was taught to not talk about politics or politics, religion, and money. I've never really been into that game. I've never really voiced my opinions on that type of stuff before. And I've not been educated on it either. So I've just never done anything with it. But you should be able to state your opinion and not be in fear of dying. That's what America's about. Like, this is America. You should be able to walk out on your front porch, and if you think Sally Cook up the fucking road is a nasty ass whore, you should be able to walk out and say that and not be scared of getting shot. And that is that's the biggest difference. Because even with me and the defamation and all that stuff, right? There is a huge difference between opinion and fact. So, just to go off on a ramp real quick, if I walked outside and said, I think Sally Cook's a whore, that's a thin line. Because technically, you can go outside and you can say that about Sally Cook. And she can't do anything to you, right? But now let's say you walk outside on the porch and you say, Sally Cook slept with 12 men and she has an STD and she is not telling anybody, you should stay away from her. And let's say that that's false. She's not slept with 12 men. She does not have an STD. She's not sleeping with people, so there's no reason to tell. Like, she's not, okay, let's say all that's false. Well, then Sally Cook could sue your ass. Especially if she loses money. And she has a business and she loses money because you said that. Okay, I'll give you another example. Let's say that Joe Blow walks out on the front porch and says, I fucking hate infinities. I hate infinities. Can't anybody sue him for that? Go to town, Joe. Make a banner, right? I hate infinities. Okay? That's freedom of speech. That's the ability to walk outside and say, I hate infinities. Freedom. That's the freedom to do that. That assassin who shot Charlie for his beliefs took that away. When he did that. You should be able to do that. That's your God-given right. You should be able to do that. Especially in America. Now, on the flip side, just remember, Joe can't go outside and say that infinity, stole $100 from him and stalks him and took his front porch or whatever, right? Okay? He can't go outside and spit facts like they're true and infinity loses business. Joe can't go outside and say, my infinities fell apart because of whatever. Okay? You see the difference? You see the difference? We ain't gonna get into a tangent. That's the difference. My condolences go out to his family. That's really sad. Like, what I have gathered over the last, like, couple of days of just learning about this man and that he existed and his debates and all his good stuff. It's sad. It's sad when anybody important passes away. But I think the impact of his death and the murder and everything that kind of happened. I think the impact of his murder particularly is just that, like, jolt to the gut that we're toying the lines between living in a country where you can't say what you want to say. And you might die because of it. And that's not us. That's not America. We got to do better. And the only way to do better is to look at your fucking self. So...